Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy was a regular during our Patriots Mondays down at Gillette Stadium. Former New England Patriots defensive star Rob Ninkovich joins us again. Hey, Rob, how are you?
What's up, guys? You miss me?
Missed
you. A little
bit.
A little bit.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, the listeners probably miss me because I was fun. I'm just telling you, I'm fun. I'm not tooting my own horn. That's what I'm saying. I'm
no, you're fun, not. Fun's the first word we both thought
very
of.
Very modest, so. Too, yes.
Fun. Yeah, you're thinking fun.
Mm-hmm. So, are the Patriots goosed or porked here?
Oh, come on. It's the Patriots. They're not going to, the train's continuing to move. Yes, losing Gronkowski, Rob, I mean, that's not ideal because he's such a freak of nature and they don't grow guys like that on trees. But, you know, I mean, it's hard to go against anything that the Patriots have ever been able to overcome. I mean, look at everything in the past with injuries and, you know, even Rob before when he was hurt, you know, they were able to get to a Super Bowl. So there's always going to be some way that they move on. You know, there's going to be ways. So I don't know exactly how they're going to do it because he's such a vital piece. But, you know, I'm happy for Rob. I think that he's been able to do a tremendous amount in the 9 years that he's played. And now it's time for him to move on and not be in pain so much, you know.
How did you hear about it? On Instagram like everybody else, or did you talk to him before and know he was going this way?
No, I mean, look, I read about it on Instagram just like everybody else saw it. But, you know, I'm friends with Rob. I understand the things that he's gone through in the last few years. And, look, I mean, his whole career he's had to deal with injuries. And there's only three ways you get out of this business, and that's your way, their way, or injured. So I'm happy to see him go out his way. And not those other two ways, which 99% of the NFL, they go out injured or not the way they want to go out. So, you know, I'm happy to see him go out the way he wants to on his terms.
We talked about this earlier in the program and suggested that mere mortals, and Gronk might not be one of those, might have been out of the game 2 or 3 years ago, given the physical shape that he was in.
I mean, mere mortals, I don't think anyone would have been able to do the things that he's done in his career, you know, back injuries and arm and knee. I mean, think of an ankle. I mean, think about all that. That all adds up. So if he got out a couple years ago, I mean, he probably, I don't know. I think he's going to still have a little bit of issue, pain maybe, but he's good. He's 30 years old and, you know, not pushing the envelope. So, I mean, if you'd have played a few more years, I mean, maybe he wouldn't feel as good down the road. But you never know. So,
now, a couple of weeks back, Willie McGinnis theorized that Gronk would not start the year with the team. In fact, he may start the year retired, but he would then get the itch and come back to football. Do you see any scenario in which Gronk comes out of retirement?
I mean, that has injury written all over it, too. I mean, how could you
right
take 6 months off and then go play football mid-season and expect not to have any issues, you know? So I think, I don't know. I mean, depending on his next career phase, what he wants to get into, if it's not what he anticipated, I mean, you can never close the door on it. He's still young. He's 30 years old. But I'm thinking that he's moving on because, number one, you know, mentally he's over the struggle, and number two, his body's feeling the age and the effects of playing so long. So, you know, maybe that happens, but you wouldn't think that he's going to try and do a Jason Witten, you know?
Right.
You got to
leave. Never know.
Well, I was going to say, you got to leave the game your way the same way he did. But
yes.
How soon after you did that did you start thinking, you know what, maybe I left too soon?
I mean, I really didn't. I didn't think that. You know, when you can make those decisions and go out the way that I went out and the way Rob went out with playing, you know, big time football and making big plays, winning a Super Bowl. You know, you're always gonna miss the game. It's not like, you know, the game, oh, I'm not gonna miss it. Of course, you know, I think about football all the time, but you got to think about long-term stuff. You know, how do you want to feel when you're 40? you know, especially if you have a family. For me, having a family was my number one deciding factor. Selfishly, yeah, I'd love to play football 4 or 5 more years, but selflessly, is that fair to the people that are going to be around me in 10 years? You know, so those are all things you got to think about. You know, what does football give you? My mom asked me this. What does football give you don't already have? And, I mean, yeah, one more ring is cool. That would have been awesome. But what do you have to sacrifice to get those things?
Now, what would the impact be, or what do you expect the impact to be in the locker room? Because not only are you losing a great player on the field, but by all accounts, he seems to be maybe one of the most popular guys in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're definitely going to miss Rob in the locker room. He's a fun, happy-go-lucky type guy. Always has a smile on his face no matter what. So it's definitely going to be a different feeling. But, you know, as I said before, the train's moving. You know, it doesn't stop. And, you know, I don't see that train stopping until Tom or Bill say, hey, guess what? I played a long time. I'm ready to move on. They're always going to be able to find pieces to plug in and succeed.
I understand that the train keeps moving, but if you're Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels and looking at your roster right now, don't you have a thought in your mind of how the hell are we going to move the football?
Yeah, they're going to have to find a piece. So, you know, I bet that they, you know, trade or get something in the draft. They have a lot of draft picks, and there's always something up Bill's sleeve. And I don't know what it's going to be, but with the moves that he didn't make in free agency, I'm assuming that there'll be something happening here in the offseason.
Do you think the Patriots can win with their running game being better than their passing game? Like over the course, I mean, sure, game to game you can, but for the course of the season and the playoffs, if that's what you do better than passing, can you win that way?
I think they did. I mean, you see what they did this past season. I think it would be hard. It won't be easy moving forward because a lot of people are going to say, okay, this is what this team is trying to do. We need to load up here. And if you don't have the weapons on the receiving corps side, you know, it would be hard for you to do that 2 years in a row. But that being said, we kind of saw how the NFL, you know, the spread offenses and smaller linebackers, smaller defensive fronts. Okay, you're going to be small, we'll go big, and we'll run the football, we'll have a fullback on the field, and we'll see if you can stop it. And a lot of these teams couldn't. You see Kansas City couldn't stop the run. The Rams couldn't stop the run. The San Diego couldn't stop the run. So all these teams that are quick and light, so to speak, that couldn't stop the run. So, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward this upcoming season.
Now, before we let you go, didn't you just climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
Yeah, I'll never do it again. I'll never go back. I'll never do it. I mean, it was very, very hard, difficult. I'm still trying to gain the weight back that I lost from the 13 days I was in Africa. So,
yeah, why did you do this again?
Because I'm a masochist.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, I like to inflict pain on myself. It was for Chris Long Foundation.
Okay.
A very, very reputable, cool thing. You know, Water Boys on my Instagram, if you go on Nink 50, I did like a little, you know, there's a fundraising there for Water Boys. So I did it. It's over with. I won't do it again.
I mean, I feel like you guys could still raise money bowling or doing laser tag or like go-karts. I feel like this is a little bit extreme.
Yeah, well, that's like Chris Long's personality. He seems to be an extreme guy. And he wants to climb a mountain every year. I can't believe he does it every year because of the challenge it was. And I'm telling you, when I say it was the hardest thing I've ever done, it was the hardest thing I've ever
done. So was there a point that you thought you weren't going to make it down?
Yeah, when I was at the top and I felt my brain swelling and I was feeling altitude sick. It was like, okay, how fast can I get down? It took about... It was the last day was 30 hours. So 30 hours, no sleep, 22 miles. It was grueling. So, and I had a lot of soup and rice and lentils. So just put it that way, you know.
My God.
And Haloti Nada decided.
My, my GI tract was not happy with
it. No, I can't imagine.
And Haloti Ngata decided he was going to go to the top of Kilimanjaro to announce he was retiring, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So when you put that pressure on you, you have to be the guy that gets there. You can't bow out and go down. So they had guys, like, literally pushing him and pulling him. And once he got to the top, he realized, oh, I have a knee that needs fixing and I can't get down.
Oh, my God. It would have been great if he's like, "Hey, it's Haloti Ngata. I'm halfway up Kilimanjaro. I'm announcing my retirement. Head back down." Like, not doing it. Well, that is good stuff.
I mean, a tremendous guy, awesome. There was a group of guys there. Loved it. Cortland Finnegan, the DB, was there. He climbed. He was like my motivation because he was behind me. Like, "Nico, you turn back, I'll turn back." I'm like, "No, we can't. We're almost there." You know. So we pushed each other to get to the top. Once we were there, I took a picture, and I literally ran down as fast as I could.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't get down fast enough and wanted to be home. I wanted to teleport home, like, instantly.
Seriously.
It takes 2 days to fly from Africa, so. I am thoroughly enjoying the cuisine of the United States of America, and I've been eating terribly, and I can't wait to have another massive cheeseburger American style. So I've probably gained that weight that I've lost plus 10 pounds back.
Good for you.
It's okay.
You deserve it after that. You do.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun. I had a great time, but I'll never do it again.
So last summer, I hiked to the top of Mount Washington and thought, this was hard.
Oh, please.
Yeah, and Nick goes to Africa to climb Kilimanjaro for crying out loud.
Come on.
Yeah, 19,341 feet. There's nothing alive up there. It's all just Mars. So
yikes. It sounds
awful. I'm happy
awful.
I did it.
Yeah.
Check it off the list. It's like I played an extra season with the lack of oxygen to my brain. So, it's a good thing I did retire.
From now on, just block all of Chris Long's calls,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, he lied to me. It's okay. I still like him. He's still a good friend.
He told you how easy it was going to be?
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, you're in good shape. You can do it." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So I did it. I was in shape. But the lack of oxygen. The two most impressive guys were Haloti Ngata, who is 330 pounds, and Bo Allen, who's 350, plays with Tampa. He played with Philly, but he was just unbelievable. And then Jason Kelsey, me and him had a fun time. He didn't like the fact I was talking bad about his brother, but that's, you know, we got over that.
Well, congratulations. It was an impressive feat, and we were kind of, I was going to say jealous, but now that you've described it, I'm not jealous
awful.
At all.
Yeah,
sounds terrible.
Yeah,
so now I'm working on a new project, the 69 Skylark. It's going to be my new thing right now.
There
so
you go. I'm sure Gronk will help you with that.
Me daily.
Good.
I don't think he will. He probably doesn't. He's probably not mechanically inclined.
Yeah, maybe not.
Might not be.
Yeah.
Rob, we appreciate the time. I'm glad you made it back alive.
I'm here. I'm alive.
All right, good.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, guys. Be good.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob Ninkovich, who climbed to the top of Kilimanjaro and said he would never, ever think of doing it again.
It sounded awful even without hearing those details.
No, I know.
Details, like, it's even worse.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.